G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia. My name is Susanna Duffy.
3CR.
Folk music was particularly big in the 1960s. There were numerous artists and groups who infused the folk music genre with new energy and new relevance, and they often addressed social and political issues of the time. But it wasn't raunchy stuff. It wasn't hard-hitting. It was music that parents didn't mind their children listening to or bopping along to. It was somehow soft and even soothing, even though it might have had a message. Most of the overseas folk music that we heard in Australia in the very early 1960s came from USA. The message from USA, of course, was civil rights, and that was miles and miles away from us here in Australia. Most of the civil rights songs at that time were deeply rooted in religious traditions, particularly African-American spirituals and gospel music. These songs provided both inspiration and a sense of collective identity. Peter, Paul and Mary picked up on this in their folk music, and they gave that folk music their best with their subtle blend of vocals and gentle dynamics, where Mary's contralto and Peter's tenor came together over Paul's light baritone. Sometimes Peter sings above Mary. And it's also beautifully rehearsed. So well rehearsed, it sounds easy. It's not easy.
In red, let my people go.
this song, If I Had a Hammer, was performed by Peter, Paul and Mary in the 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. That march is mainly remembered for Martin Luther King's speech, his I Have a Dream speech.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd a hammer out of danger, I'd a hammer out of warning, I'd a hammer out of love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
Back in the early 60s, it wasn't about image. It was all about musicianship and ability and talent. Performers had to play an instrument. They had to stand up on the stage and play their own instrument. Peter, Paul and Mary had their two guitars. Then sometimes they had a friend playing double bass with them. They released an album in 1962 and it was called Peter, Paul and Mary. And it sold over 2 million copies. And I was one of the people who bought one. My mother gave me the money to buy it. I don't know where that record is now. But thanks, Mum. So my purchase is in there amongst that number. I helped make up that number of 2 million. Anyway, have a listen to this version of All My Trials Soon Be Over. Beautiful harmonies. It's not just three people singing. It's three people singing very carefully devised melodies. And it comes out so well. And as I said before, it sounds so easy.
All my trials, I had a little book was given to me, and every page spelled liberty. All my trials, Lord, soon. Religion were a thing that money could buy, the rich would live and the poor would die. All
soon be over. Too late, my brothers, too late, but never mind. All my trials, Lord, soon. Of life, all my trials, Lord, soon be over. Too late, my brothers, too late, but never.
You're listening to 3CR 855 AM on digital and on the internet, www.3cr.org.au.
3CR!
This is a song written by Pete Seeger in 1955, inspired, he says, by a traditional Cossack folk song. Where have all the flowers gone?
Flowers gone, long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone, long time ago? Where have all the flowers gone?
Young girls have picked them, every one.
Oh, when will they ever learn?
Gone.
the Ballad of Spring Hill. There were three major coal mining disasters in Canada in 1891, 1956 and 1958, all within the Spring Hill coal field near the town of Spring Hill in Cumberland County near Nova Scotia. Following the third disaster in 1958, the company shut down its mining operations in Spring Hill and they never reopened. Today, the mine property is among the greatest in the world. 2 miles of it, and filled with water, are owned by the government of Nova Scotia and provide Spring Hill's industrial park with a source of geothermal heat. The first mining disaster killed 125 men. The second killed 35 men. And the third was caused by an underground quake that killed 74 miners. The accumulation of all these three disasters made news throughout the world. This song is written by Pete Seeger and Ewan McColl, and Peter, Paul and Mary sing about the 1958 quake disaster.
In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, down in the heart of the Cumberland mine, there's blood on the coal and the miners lie. In the roads that never saw sun or sky, roads that never saw sun or sky. The coal face, the mine is working, rattle of the belt and the cutter's blade, rumble of rock and the walls close round, living and the dead men 2 miles down, living and the dead men 2 miles down.
When This Cruel War Is Over was written by Charles Carroll Sawyer with music by Henry Tucker and published in 1863. It was a popular song during the American Civil War and it was sung by both Union and Confederate troops. Both joined in this song, When This Cruel War Is Over.
Thank you.
You've been listening to some music from Peter, Paul and Mary and the very, very early 1960s. But I'll leave you with a more positive-sounding song, a happier song. Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land. He says land is not private property, it is your land.
This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
I roamed and I rambled and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, and all around me a voice was singing. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me those golden valleys.
This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
As the sun was shining and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling, as the fog was lifting, a voice was saying, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest,
the Gulf Stream,
this land was made for you and me. This land was made for you and me.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for the ride. See you next week. Same time, same place. Until then, it's cheerio and ciao. From Left After Breakfast.
Hi folks, John Harding here. When I want to know what's going on in the world, there's only one station, 3CR. And there's only one show, Left After Breakfast. Tune in, 3CR Community Radio. None better.
3CR.